Social media is playing a bigger role in civic engagement. How do we know? Well, a new study by the nonpartisan Pew Research Center shows that 39% of Americans now engage in political activity on social networking sites. But the people using social media for politics are the same people already taking part in civic life, the well-educated and the financially well-off. Why hasn't social media increased political engagement for others? Joining us to talk about the report, Aaron Smith, senior researcher at the Pew Research Center. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ross.
So how are people engaging in politics on social media, writing tweets that say Obama is a jerk or Republicans are idiots?
Well, there obviously is anyone who's got a Facebook account or a Twitter feed will tell you they are doing a little bit of that, but they're actually doing a lot more weighty behaviors as well. So as you mentioned a moment ago, we asked about a number of things that people might do. That ranged from anything from encouraging other people to vote to belonging to a group involved in a cause or posting news for their friends to read. So there's folks doing some, more socially beneficial things other than just posting snarky tweets and Facebook posts.
Now, how is using social media to engage in politics different than other ways of social engagement, Aaron?
Well, there's a couple things. And so the first involves sort of who takes part in political activities on social networking sites. And the primary difference when you look at engagement on social networking sites is that they tend to be quite young. Not terribly surprising if I tell you that the vast majority of young adults, say 18 to 24 year olds, are on social networking sites. And so that's a very key venue where those younger adults can go to get involved with political issues. For seniors, there's much fewer of them on these sites, and they tend to use them a bit less than younger folks do. Although, in other ways, as you mentioned in the lead into this, the folks that are taking part in this behavior have many of the same demographic characteristics that we see associated with other types of political activity. Specifically, a lot of those young folks are college educated, and while they may not have sort of hit their full earnings potential, they're going to be the sort of, elites of the future in a certain sense. So even as it's sort of bringing new kind of demographic groups in one sense, in many ways, we're seeing the same sort of patterns as we've seen over the last number of years when it comes to political activity, specifically in social networking space.
Now, Aaron Smith, why would that be? It's a pretty low barrier to participating in social media. It's not that hard to do. Why would it still be attracting political activity only from those who are well-educated, who have many resources? Why wouldn't people who don't have those things be participating politically, civically, using social media? Do you have any idea?
Absolutely. So the first issue is one, quite simply of access. So even, even today and, spring of 2013, one out of every five Americans, doesn't use the internet at all. And that's most sort of concentrated among some of those same groups. So if you look at people without a high school diploma and compare them to college graduates, 95% of college graduates go online. If you look at people without a high school education, it's just half who use the internet from any location. So part of it is just that a lot of those folks are not online in the first place, and within the online population, not everyone uses social networking sites.
Are fewer and fewer people, are more and more people using the internet? Might we see this participation in civics from low-income communities rise in the not-too-distant future?
People have been sort of making that prediction for a long time that this is, that we'll sort of age out of this kind of situation. And yet, in our research, certainly for the last several years, we've been very sort of persistently stuck at around 80% of the population who goes online and around one in five who don't. So I always hesitate to make predictions about the future because you never know what will happen. But certainly a lot of these sort of divisions are fairly well entrenched, particularly when it comes to access issues.
Aaron Smith, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Aaron Smith, senior researcher at the Pew Research Center. We have a link to the Pew study on civic engagement and social media at our website, kuow.org.